Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Well, if you're newly unemployed, there are new ways to pay your bills. New and clever answers to the question, what do you do for a living? And there are new opportunities to have a better time than you've ever had before. That's where my next guest comes in. Nicholas Nigro, who has previously written a book on coaching and mentoring, now has published No Job, No Prob, How to Pay Your Bills, Feed Your Mind, and Have a Blast When You're Out of Work. Nick, thanks for coming on. Welcome to WNYC. Merry Christmas.
It's my pleasure. Thanks.
And we'll get to some of the serious advice, but let's start with one of the best things about your book, making the most of your newfound spare time. One suggestion you have is to write letters to prominent people and see who writes back. Do you have examples of this?
Yes. Actually, when I was younger, I used to do that as a hobby. I used to write to politicians, celebrities, sports figures, and a certain percentage of them do send back. So I was thinking about that when I was, you know, putting it in this book. I was saying, you know, now we're at a time if, you know, when we're unemployed, what's coming through our mailboxes are bills and the like. It would be nice to get an autographed photo of somebody that we're interested in, you know, whether it's a celebrity, a politician.
That's it. You lose your $200,000 job as an architect, and you get an autographed picture of J-Lo.
Yeah. So, you know, it's these suggestions in the book are really just to, you know, brighten your day in some way. I mean, I have, you know, the first half of the book is serious information, resources, and just trying to stay sane in the process. So, you know, I'm not suggesting that, you know, someone who has just lost a job is going to be so uplifted by getting a photograph of...
And we'll do some more of the fun ones as we go. Yeah. But on the serious side, your book promises advice on how to pay your bills after you lose your job. How do you start with that?
Well, the first thing that everybody should do is file for unemployment benefits. Look into... you know, severance issues, if you're entitled to any money. I mean, make sure you get what you can, whether it's severance pay or perhaps you have, you know, sick days coming to you. If people owe you money, now's the time to, you know, call in those chits. And also look, you know, for part-time work. Perhaps, you know, you have some skills. But I know around here there's a lot of people doing handiwork who have lost their jobs or who are working at a part-time job. They offer their services to paint rooms, fix things. And so if you have a certain talent, I mean, look to do that. And I have a section on putting stuff on eBay. I mean, just excessive stuff. You have 1,000 CDs that you don't listen to, sell them on eBay. Start raising money to help you bridge the gap.
Look around your house, see what you can put up on eBay now that it's easier than ever before to sell your stuff. You have a list of 20 ways to avoid becoming antisocial. Is becoming antisocial a common risk after losing your job?
I think that's one of the things people, like when I've been out of work sometimes when I was really down, you become ensconced in your apartment. You don't want anyone to know about it. But I think the more people you encounter, the more people you deal with, the bigger your network is, the more people who are actually out there looking for a job for you. I mean, in the city, we can have neighbors that live next to us for years and years, and we don't even know them. And if you get to know them, you know, when you're out and about, you might find out that they're running businesses, that they're working at firms that would have job openings. And so the more people you see, the better your prospects are for employment and a new career. Or
somebody you strike up a conversation with in the laundromat may know the next employer as it works out. As you're arguing over, you know, who's going to use the next, who's going to use that one vacant dryer? You go. No, really, you go.
Yeah, yeah. Or when you go to the dog run, for instance, a lot of people strike up conversations walking dogs, and I mean.
So what are some of those 20 ways? The list of 20 ways to avoid becoming antisocial. Just give me a couple of them.
Well, you know, one of the things I said was to not use machines when there's the alternative. For instance, when you go into the supermarket, I would tend to use the self-checkout, but
not if you're employed.
Stand online and talk to the checkout person and the people online with you.
Listeners, stories, advice, questions for Nicholas Nigro, author of No Job, No Prob, stories, advice for your fellow listeners who may be unemployed. What do you think about some of these suggestions? Maybe you have your own stories of not becoming antisocial or being antisocial and then getting out of it after losing your job, or ways to pay your bills that you never thought of before, whether it's selling your stuff on eBay or something else. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692, or sending away for that letter of return, that handwritten letter from a celebrity, some hero of yours, just for the heck of it and the fun of it. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692, or post to WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. You also suggest make a video for YouTube or surf the web for long-lost friends. Should the YouTube video be, you know, my new life as an unemployed person, or not necessarily?
It certainly can be. I mean, it depends on what you want to put out there. I haven't looked recently to see if there are these unemployment people putting their sort of visual resume on there, but that's not a bad idea. But that adds into the socializing, you know, meeting people, increasing your network. You know, whether you're on Facebook or Classmates, these things put you out there, and you never. And you never know who you're going to encounter.
That college friend who you haven't seen in 15 years, but you think about from time to time, maybe now's the time to Google them. You know, I like your YouTube idea so much that I hereby challenge any recently unemployed Brian Lehrer Show listener to make a YouTube video and send us the link. And if we get some, we'll create a channel of Brian Lehrer Show listeners' work, all right? We'll start a Brian Lehrer Show listeners' YouTube channel, especially for those of you out of work, but we'll open it up to others, too. Just send us the link if you decide to do it. Post it on our comments pages at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. Let's take a phone call. Donald in Fort Lee, you're on WNYC. Hi, Donald.
Hi. I was saying, what I did, I looked in the newspaper to see who had gotten promoted, and I would send that person, if they were in my field, I would send that person my resume with a little letter, maybe perhaps you want to clean house and hire new wood.
Ooh.
I also wrote all of the people that I owed money to, all of my utility companies and people like that I owed money, told them that, you know, I was paying my bills, but I was unemployed, and here's a copy of my resume. Perhaps you know somebody or you need somebody like me in your business. I would carry copies of my resume with me everywhere I went. So when people on the line would say, hi, you know, what are you doing out here? I says, well, I'd rather be working, but right now I'm unemployed. I'm looking for a job. Would you mind handing my resume in to where you work? Because I'd find out where they work, and I'd do it like that. I told everybody who knew me or didn't know me got a copy of my resume. And occasionally I would get a call back. I got a couple calls back. I never got hired by anybody, but it was just something that made me feel that I was making the effort, not just watching the newspapers.
Those are great stories. You could write the follow-up to our guest book.
Yeah, they really are. I mean, that's the...
And I noticed how aggressive you were being in that first one, where you write to the people you heard about in your field who just got a promotion, telling them, you know, maybe you want a clean house and bring in some new wood. That's pretty aggressive. You're not just looking for a job opening there. You're looking to knock somebody out of their job.
Well, that's the way life works.
Donald, good luck out there.
Dog world, I guess.
Good luck out there, Donald. Thank you very much. Rita in Morristown, you're on WNYC. Hi, Rita.
Hi, Brian. Hey, yeah, I really go along with the idea of socializing. I ended up being out of work, laid off, and went to the jeweler's to get my new granddaughter something. And I ended up saying to the jeweler, you better put that charge card through really quick because I'm losing my job this week. With that, we chatted. He called his wife, who works in a law firm. The next day, I went in for an interview, and I got a job. It was just amazing. And the next time I was looking, then that company ended up, well, forget that, I left them, but I ended up bumping into a UPS lady in a building that I used to work at. We became very friendly. And just in talking with her, and I'm all dressed up for an interview, and a gal sitting there from Starbucks, and it was their headquarters here in Parsippany, she heard our conversation, and she said, are you interested in a job?
Wow.
The next day I went in,
and I got
a fantastic job in their regional office. So I say, tell everyone.
How about that? Opening your mouth. Nicholas Nigro from No Job, No Prob. Rita's your poster girl.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It works. It really just tell everybody, and with an upbeat note, you know?
Rita, thanks. Happy holidays.
Hey, you're welcome. You too. Thanks
Joe on Staten Island. You're on WNYC. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Brian. When I was unemployed, I was just unemployed for about 9 months. And what I did, the first thing I did was socialize. I had a party to sort of get the word out that I was unemployed. And also I thought, okay, this is a big expense, but I'm going to remember this party a lot longer than I'm going to remember being unemployed. And something Rita just said I think is very important is that when you let people know you're unemployed, let them know on a positive note because you don't want to make them responsible for your happiness or your future. Just let them know that you're unemployed and that, you know, you're looking for work and that you're available. And the other thing I did was I took advantage of the time to get in probably the best shape of my life.
Mm.
I kind of thought of it as like the British in the POW camps of World War II, how they continued that regimen. And it kept me sane.
Out of work with abs.
Exactly. That's the next book.
Joe, thanks a lot.
Thank another you. Good point.
Yeah, another good that positive way of presenting the fact that you're unemployed. That's a really good point. Is that related to your the section of your book, Clever Responses to the Question, What Do You Do for a Living?
Yes, yeah, something like, you know, I'm a jobless engineer or I've been downsized to a couch potato. I mean, just, you know, be upbeat about it and not lie and not hide the fact that you're unemployed. I mean, it happens to everybody. And
all right, listeners, we have 5 minutes left in this segment. Let's take your clever answers to the question, what do you do for a living if you don't currently do anything? 212-433-WNYC. Anyone have them? Your clever responses to the question, what do you do for a living? It sounds like Joe in Staten Island has been there. Have you been there? Have you been answering the question yourself recently if you're recently unemployed? 212-433-WNYC. We only have a few minutes for this. So if you have one to suggest, if you have one that you've used, your clever responses to the question, what do you do for a living? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692 for Nicholas Nigro, author of No Job, No Prob. You know who always needs those is stay-at-home moms. People always say to the mom, oh, you don't work.
Yeah.
So stay-at-home moms need those clever answers to not get devalued into non-entities at parties.
That is true.
You also have a section on how to live on $20 a day. I don't know if you index that for New York area prices, but where do you start?
Well, I have a list, and it's somewhat tongue-in-cheek, but I have lived on $20 a day. I mean, outside of paying your rent and utilities, even in New York.
Outside of the rent and the health care and the tuition
so
expenses,
like,
you can live on
$20. Yes, this is sort of your day-to-day living, eating, and if you need clothes or whatever. If I had to sum it up, it was shouldn't go out to eat and clip coupons, look for sales, and if you have to. I've always said, I have asked people, like, if you were, you know, forced to live on $20 a day, you know, what would you do? And I think most people can manage if they have to, I mean, under the worst circumstances.
Tim in Queens, what do you do?
My favorite line is, I am currently in between opportunities.
Thank you very much. Michael in Brooklyn, what do you do?
Well, I tell people that I'm a full-time musician because I don't make any money at it, but I have the time to be now.
You sit at home and you play your bass clarinet.
Pretty much, yeah.
Carlina in Red Hook, what do you do?
Oh, I'm the director of a nonprofit organization, and I was calling to say that if people can't look full-time for work, they can volunteer at nonprofits. We have several people from the financial industry who've showed up recently, and nonprofits are having a hard time raising money, too. So there's a constructive way for two parties to get together there.
That is really a good idea, not only for the nonprofits, but for the unemployed individual. And that's in your book, Nick, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. To volunteer during your time.
You can volunteer strategically, too, right? You can volunteer in some kind of situation that somehow builds your resume?
Yeah, absolutely. And I do suggest that. I mean, that's where you are meeting people, too, and you're involved in the community. So it's a win-win situation.
Katie, what do you do?
Oh, I tell them I'm in between gigs right now, and I also tell them I'm writing a book.
Makes you sound like a musician, too, in between gigs.
Yep.
And writing a book.
Happy holidays.
All day. You too. Happy holidays. Happy New Year. And you have a section in this book, Nick, on celebrities who were once unemployed, from J.K. Rowling to Rush Limbaugh. Tell us the J.K. Rowling story.
Well, she was down and out. She was diagnosed as clinically depressed. She was broke. And she asked the government, which happened to be the government of Scotland, for a grant to help her finish this novel that she had been writing. First in the Harry Potter series. She was rejected time and again. Finally, someone took the chance. Scholastic published a book, and she went from a down-and-out, mother, a single mother on welfare, essentially, to a billionaire, the first woman, in fact, reached that status.
Huh.
Solely on writing books.
And
there
I know.
Has never been another writer. Yeah.
I know. It's Rowling, not Rowling. But Nicholas Nigro, author of No Job, No Prob, How to Pay Your Bills, Feed Your Mind, and Have a Blast When You're Out of Work. Thanks for coming on. Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC.